Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Monday. We're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. And coming up Thursday at Municipal Auditorium, it's the PFL World Tournament 2025. Jackson versus Gene is the main event. Jason Jackson and Thad Gene are here with us. They were here a few weeks ago as they get ready to square off in the welterweight semifinal in the PFL. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being here and coming back. And I know you're looking forward to Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for having us. It's going to be a great time Thursday night. It is the main event, and we're going to make sure it's the main event.
Are you two, is this really the first time you two have spoken since you were on with us last?
I mean, kind of, though. Yeah. Kind of like that day. Really was the last time we spoke, yeah.
And I mean,
I believe so.
It's just now, it's all, I guess the last few weeks have just been about training, studying, and getting ready for Thursday night.
Yeah.
Is that, absolutely. All the talk is
pull that microphone up where we can hear. Yeah. There you go.
There it is.
All the talk is over. Is this now time for
time
action?
To work.
Do each of you, and Jason, I'll start with you, have like kind of a routine you go through the week of a fight that pretty much never changes, or is it different from fight to fight?
Well, not much have changed other than, you know, a little more I get more confidence, you know, the more I go. And that's from experience. And I just try to stay close to my family and, you know, focus on the mission.
What about you, Thad?
I don't know if I call it. I guess it's just my everyday life. But I do feel like I think I've gotten into this because I do feel like I get closer to God.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like I get closer to God when I get closer to a fight. And then my confidence also grows. And it's like, okay, I can't do no wrong. I can't do no wrong right now.
You know. With your training, I'll start with you. Is it all in, how they say hay in the barn? I mean, are you good? I mean, do you need like tomorrow? Do you got to run 4 miles? Are you where you need to be for Thursday?
Yeah. I think I don't know for Jason as well, but I feel like right now it's just little touch ups, like just going over things, but mainly just feeling good enough to get the weight off and then being 100% again when we get back to the fight on Thursday. So I feel like during the last week, you're not really doing anything. Probably just like let's do a little go over, let's do a little quick sweat. And then after that, we go into just sweating the last couple of pounds off for the weigh-ins on Wednesday and then the fight night on Thursday.
What about you?
Man, it sounds basically like his old camp. This week of fight, we were focused on cutting weight. Me, I'm just maintaining and the weight come off naturally and normally. Just to get my workout, basically.
Yeah. So you approach the next 3 days like you would a month ago. Just focus.
Yeah. Make sure I have all my meals, 3 meals a day, and keep up my training regimen. I don't have to worry about no weight cut like that because if you do all the right things, then the weight will come off.
You guys are surprisingly calm with a battle 3 days ahead. Is that good? I mean, I'd be a nervous wreck, but you guys are very calm.
I guess you can put it to the saying, the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
You know, calm before the storm. It's gonna be a good one. So I'm chilling. I know what's gonna happen. I'm chilling. I know what's going to happen on Thursday night. He knows it. He's just denying it, but it's okay. I mean, not. It's all right. But it's gonna be.
I'm not denying what I'm gonna do to you. You don't hear me say one thing about what I'm gonna do to you.
I didn't say
anything. Of course, I know
either.
What I'm gonna do to you. Why would I deny it?
We'll see. Anyways, like I said, it's a calm before the storm. We know what we did. We know our preparations. We know that a couple of days, it's time to go put that work into action.
You're not calm. I see you every single time. You walk off. You all standoffish by yourself. You're not calm. I can see your energy.
I like to avoid situations.
Yeah, we know.
I'm a professional guy.
Yeah.
I just don't know what my combatant opponent is going to want to do. Are you going to try to do something if I make eye contact with you? Like you're like a little stray dog. When you make eye contact with him, is he going to get all riled up and roughed up and I'm going to have to do something to put him down? Or is he going to be professional? So I just avoid.
We know you're not going to do nothing, put nobody down.
Jason. Mr. Jackson. We'll see. You have not faced nobody like me. I'm telling you right now. You have not faced nobody like me. It doesn't matter how many fights you've had, how many people you had in the past. You have not faced no one like Thad Gene. And I'm telling you right now.
What you have to bring to the table?
Your loss.
Huh?
Your loss.
I'm asking a question. What you have to bring to the table?
Your loss.
What do you have to bring to the table at this point? Answer the question. Stop going around it, man.
Me being the up-and-coming star.
You said I haven't faced no one like you.
I'm the superstar coming up.
Okay, that's what you have to bring to the table?
Yeah.
You're a superstar.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm listening.
You're going to see.
Yeah, see what? What I'm going to see? You're going to feel
me. Over you.
You're going to
me over
feel
the top of
me.
You.
You're going to feel me and realize that, hey, I'm none of your opponent that you have fought. I've been at your fights. I seen your fight against Chris Brown.
You see it?
Of course. You was trash.
You went against someone like Chris Brown
before? You were trash.
You went against someone like
Chris
Brown before?
You start wrestling when he was going your way. You get tired, buddy.
When was that?
You get tired, buddy.
What round?
What you talking about? The whole round. That the first crazy. Half.
You
comes,
we get tired.
You get tired. Come
you're
on,
talking
man.
About the last
I
minute of the third
you.
Round.
No, you start wrestling, buddy. You start wrestling. Why are you looking back at Jensen?
I was trying to wonder what fight you watched.
He can't save you. Why are you
what
looking back at
what fight did you
him?
Watch?
I was there at the Hard Rock, buddy.
Brother,
and I saw
I watched
when,
your last
I saw
fight.
When you fought Eric.
Andre
Ala
didn't
want
to fight you,
I
and you tried to take him down.
Eric. I saw you when you fought Eric. Ala Quinta was there.
Were you talking about my fifth pro fight?
I was there.
Oh, then you're going to lose.
Come on,
come
man.
On, Papa.
Makes sense.
Listen.
Don't call me Papa.
I'm going to beat you.
You sound,
you're a father.
You sound,
I want to call you
like,
Papa.
You sound like one of them other guys. You sound like one of them other guys calling me Papa.
What does that mean?
Other guy with the A.
I'm sorry. I'm slow.
Oh, you slow. The other guy with the A. So remove the U out of the guy and put A there and see what you get.
How much does speed factor in to this? Like,
mean?
who need like, do you feel like you have to be faster than he is?
I am faster than he is. I don't have to be. I know I'm faster than he is. I'm faster. I'm stronger. More explosive. I have better technique than he does. I'm smarter than he is. And he's going to see. He's going to see. I promise you're going to see. You're going to see, and then you're going to be like, ah, damn. Maybe this guy isn't all talk. I'm not. There's no talk. It's just confidently telling you what's going to happen. If anything, I'm prophetic.
I don't think it's all talk. I think you're insecure. That's why you're doing so much talking.
That's crazy. I don't know what you're reading and what you're reading into, but that's not it, brother. I'm telling you right now.
I'm reading your face and your demeanor.
Yeah, go take more classes on reading people.
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
Not the one.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want you to. Yeah. I don't want you to read into this incorrectly, because that's not it at all, brother. This is talk from. I'm trying to get it through to you, so I don't feel bad about beating you. You know what I mean? I'm not. I'm
now, why
not
would you feel
to.
Bad about
not
beating?
Not at all.
That's
not
a
all,
part
no.
of. I mean, that's
not
a part
even.
Of it.
He's just, this
I'm
guy
just,
don't know what he's saying.
He's not
he's
gonna feel
talking.
Bad about
he's
beating
just
you.
He's just talking. He just thought that's all he's doing.
I'm a nice guy. If you look at the fight against Ali Omar, when I'm over the top pounding him, there's a point where he does his face, and it looks like he's getting ready to cry, and that made me feel bad. While I'm in the middle of punching him. You know, it made
I've
me feel
there.
Bad.
I know that
but
feeling.
I right. still kept going. It doesn't mean that my emotions are. I know what I have
who,
to do at the end of the day.
Is? Who that is?
You kept talking about my past opponent.
Who that is?
I'm
you said Mario
opponent.
Who? Mario who?
Ali Omar.
Who that is? Nobody knows that guy.
But
nobody
you just,
knows
you've
that
been
guy.
Pointing out my
who
past
is
opponents
that?
The whole,
who is
whole
that?
Time.
Who is
I'm
that?
Doing it too.
Nobody know that. Stop talking about people nobody know that done nothing to MMA.
Brother, you're a champion from a glorified yeah. regional scene,
from
Bellator.
Where? From where?
They do nothing when they go
what?
Into the big leagues.
I fought guys
here.
In the UFC. Does UFC it? Former champion.
Who?
Ben Anderson. Paul Daly. You want me to keep going names?
You UFC veteran. Again. Now you're weathered.
You saying you hit you're harder?
You're saying UFC veterans?
You hit harder than Paul Daly?
I hit harder than shut everybody
up.
You've gone against.
Shut
I'm
up.
Telling you. You're going to feel it. Don't worry about
that.
It. You're going to feel it.
You just talking out your mouth.
I'm yeah. excited for this now.
And
Thursday.
More precise. I hit
you're
harder and much more precise.
Jason, let me
mouth.
Ask you. Do you ever – I'm big in positive visualization, like seeing the outcome in my mind before it happens. Do you do that? Do you see yourself beating him?
Absolutely. Every night before I go to bed, I see me beating this man.
Is he on a dartboard or something? Like you got
like, – No, I know. Like I said, I could visualize myself beating yeah. this man. And – to him, he's just talking about standing over me. It's only one way he could see himself beating me, and by swinging wild punches. But I could see him me finishing him on the ground, knocking him out, or get my dominant victory. So you
do
and
you
I
do
know
the same
a different way.
Do you
no,
visualize?
He cannot visualize that because he don't have that skill set. He does not have that skill set.
I've been telling you, it's prophetic.
He's just
it's
been
only,
talking.
It's only visualizations.
He's just been talking, but your record don't show that.
I'm 9-0.
9-0 fighting who?
I'm beating you. Next, 10-0.
Who
you understand? I'm still undefeated.
Who you have been fighting?
I'm undefeated.
You have losses.
You're not defeating
you have,
me.
You have losses.
Where?
You fought against
Where?
Amateurs.
Amateurs.
And I have
you more, have losses.
I have more finish
where?
Than your whole record.
Pro.
I have more finish than your
doesn't
whole record.
It doesn't
matter. So you're going to
it doesn't
be
matter what
sure.
you have.
I have more
it doesn't
finish
matter.
Than your record.
You're going to help me grow my record. That's what
yeah,
you're going to do.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
You're going to help
yeah.
me grow my record. This
you're
is what you are. This is what you are. You're a stepping stone for me. And I'm going to step over you. No, I'm going to step on you.
Okay.
And then step over you.
Tell
you understand
that.
That? No, I'm telling you that.
Right.
I'm going to beat you, and I'm
yeah,
going to
yeah,
beat
yeah.
you bad. You think you're underestimating my game because I only have 9 fights, and that's your downfall. I'm telling you right now, you have nothing for me. You have nothing at all. You're slow.
Somebody
you're weak.
Please stop this guy.
You don't have nothing
Somebody
for
please
me.
Stop this guy. He's getting ahead of himself.
Well, all right, so Chase, reset. Who,
yeah.
Who's our guest? What's going on here?
We have Jason Jackson, who is fighting Thad Jean in the PFL on Thursday night. At Municipal Auditorium, you can still get your tickets for that as they will fight in the welterweight semifinal. And we've had these guys on before. You can certainly hear the talk here as they get ready to go. So weigh-ins are Wednesday. And then that's kind of like when that's done, you're just – the next thing you got to worry about is you two locking up Thursday night.
Personally, hydrate, fuel, recover, just – well, not really recover, just – replenish. Replenish the body, replenish the muscles, and just meditate and pray.
Not to give away a game plan.
Meditate and pray.
What about him do you have to stop? And you don't have to tell us, but if you want to, like, what about him do you have to stop? It's got to be something.
That's a hard
that
question.
Mouth.
That's a hard question. That's a hard question because he can't stop me.
No, it's not a hard question.
You cannot stop me. You cannot stop me within yourself, you want to say. You have never faced nobody like me, bro.
Yes, I have.
So you can continue on running your mouth. Da, 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 da. You already processed all everything you was going to say this morning before you come here. You sit in the mirror and you just go over your lines and your bars.
So what about you with him?
It flows.
What I have to do?
Yeah, what about him do you have to stop?
Put him on his back feet. And stop all them looping punches that he liked to throw and
Ooh.
Wing it.
Looping
Definitely.
Punches.
Looping punches you like to throw. I already see you already working elbows because you know I'm going to be on top of you. Trust me. Yeah.
I've been working elbows since I started.
Yeah. We know who your striking coach is, bro.
Who is he?
Well, we know. I don't have to call no name. We know who your strength and conditioning coach is, too.
Yeah.
We know. So you're going to get tired, buddy.
Who are they?
You're going to get tired. That's all you need to know. You're going to get tired. You can't find the answer,
is,
huh?
Is
you cannot
that,
find the answer. That's where you're doing that. You like to talk, but right there you couldn't find the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep thinking. I know you're a thinker.
No, I'm a flower.
You're a thinker. You're going to overthink everything.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Telling you right now.
Tell me. That's all you've been doing is talking and telling me. All
right.
Jason, is a part of the strategy, and especially as someone that is a veteran that has done this for a while, is a part of the strategy, you keep saying that he's going to get tired, is kind of allowing that to happen, allowing a younger guy maybe wear himself
absolutely.
Out?
Absolutely. Look at him. He's top heavy. He is top heavy. That's why he's here cutting weight and doing all this stuff. That's what his main function right now. It's to cut weight. He's top heavy. He's not saying that. He got a whole bunch of muscle that's somebody going to put to work. Nobody haven't put that to work yet that he fought against. And he haven't fought no one that's as athletic as I am. And have the heart and the determination. And this man keep overlooking that. I'm telling you. You staring me down like you trying to stare a hole through me. Why? Because you all the way up on that table? You would not do that right now if I'm right in front of your face.
You wouldn't do nothing.
You wouldn't do nothing. You wouldn't do nothing.
You wouldn't do a damn thing.
You wouldn't do nothing. I will get right in your face and I'll put
you wouldn't do a damn thing.
Right now.
You wouldn't do a damn thing.
Shut up.
Well,
you're just that far right now.
I'll teach you now.
You will not do nothing right now.
I'll put you a lesson right now.
Right now.
Little punk, you can't do that to me. I'm telling you right now.
Right now.
Go ahead.
Stay out of
right now. Right now. I'll put you down.
I promise you won't.
You know it. You know it.
Don't worry about it.
I'm telling you.
gentlemen,
yeah,
on that.
Yeah.
Gonna, I'm
you steering the old through me. You would not do nothing like that. You ain't going to do nothing.
Listen, brother, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Come Thursday night.
Come Thursday night. I'm here. For Thursday night, we're talking about come Thursday night.
I'm
here
professional.
For Thursday night.
Come Thursday night.
Oh, now
night.
You're professional. Just a while ago, you on
brother,
Sunday,
I, what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
We could do it right now.
Let's go.
Come on.
Come on.
Let's not do it right now. Okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's not mess up the Omni here.
Chase, stay out of this. Oh, my God. What's happening here? Go to break. Go to break.
All right.
Now, go to break. Dr. Crane, get ready. Dr.
It's
Crane.
It's coming up Thursday night, Municipal Auditorium.
Dr. Crane.
We look forward to it. Jason Jackson versus Thad Gene in the main event. Chase and Big Joe live from the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hey, Dr. Crane, go to break.
102.5, 106.3.